96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Not everybody understands what's happening, and by the time they do figure it out, it's too late. They're poisoning the minds of voters.
That's GOP nominee Donald Trump yesterday in Green Bay, Wisconsin, again accusing the media of not being fair to its in its coverage of his campaign. Now, you could argue that he has provided an unprecedented amount of fuel for the fire in his campaign. But does he have a point? And what about retaliating against news organizations because of unfavorable news coverage by politicians? Is that an assault on the First Amendment? We're talking about it tonight. My guests are Simone Pathay, reporter for The Roll Call, and Yannick Rice Lamb, chair of the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film at Howard University. What do you think? Give us a call. Are we being unfair to the candidates, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or anyone else for that matter who hopes to be elected this, or reelected, should I say, this fall? Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Simone, let's start with you. Are we just the devil?
No, of course not.
You know, put those headphones down and cover up those media horns of yours.
Yeah, let me tuck them in here.
Yeah, tuck them on in. I mean, is the media being unfair? Donald Trump says the media is. What do you think? Is the media being unfair to Donald Trump?
No, absolutely not. I think the media has done a pretty good job of reporting the facts this election season. It's unfortunate for him that he has made things up that the media has then been able to refute. I think the only contention that Trump supporters might have in a situation like this is that you could make an argument, and I haven't done the analysis, but that the media has spent more time focusing on Donald Trump's problems than they have Clinton's. If you'll recall that the day the Trump tape, the Access Hollywood footage, came out was a Friday, the same day the speeches that Hillary Clinton gave to Wall Street were leaked as part of WikiLeaks. You know, that should have been a day when Hillary Clinton was on the defensive. Bigger news usurped that. There's, of course, a legitimate argument to be made that having a presidential candidate make remarks that essentially constituted sexual assault are a bigger deal than a speech that you would give to Wall Street. But there is some discussion whether there is an imbalance in the amount of coverage given to both, but not that the media is somehow distorting the facts or making things up about either candidate.
Same question, Yannick. What do you think?
No, I think the media has been, I think, pretty fair to Trump. He's gotten a lot of attention from the beginning, and I think it helped fuel his candidacy. And also, I think he's kept the issue of sexual assault and sexual relations in the forefront in the media as well, too. So he's kind of drawn attention to it and made it a bigger story himself, even though he has his own indiscretions.
Does it go both ways, as you're suggesting, with him, first of all, being, quote unquote, an entertainer and a businessman? And so certainly you could argue that he is more colorful or even more interesting than the other 16 candidates that were running for the Republican nomination. And then with all of the coverage and him kind of soaking it up, when the scrutiny became certainly more intense, then the spotlight got a little hotter.
It certainly got a little hotter. I think this campaign, compared to previous ones, had more of the feel of kind of reality TV. But, you know, he's been in the spotlight a lot, and he's kind of captured news, even though he's saying a lot of things that aren't true. Mm-hmm. When PolitiFact kind of examined the things that he's been saying, they found 70% of what he's been saying to be false.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, Politics and the Press, Fair and Balanced. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Omar, calling from Silver Spring. Omar, you called before we even got into the program. You were chomping at the bit.
I love this show, and you should go a whole full hour, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
You got to say, I just want to, I really think that he got a lot of the coverage from the media. The media pretty much made him, because I don't know if you remember, he was on Scarborough and MSNBC every morning. And I don't think the print media gave him much coverage, but the TV media like MSNBC and Fox, they gave him a lot of coverage, because earlier today they were covering him and said, oh, Trump airplane is going to land in 1 hour. I mean, it's just so much coverage, and it's not fair. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. But here's the other, I think here's the other side of it. You know, there was a time, and for those of us of a certain age, we remember when the electronic media, as well as print media, even, you know, way, way back during the 1970s, you could argue that, you know, all coverage was kind of straight down the road. And the only time that you really heard more opinions was during the editorial section of television news, or the editorial or opinion section in the newspapers. For those of you who know about newspapers, you know, they sound like this and they have ink on them. But, you know, it's not all online. But now you could argue that, depending on who you work for, and depending on where you news organization you work for, and depending on where you get your news information, could determine your leanings left or right, far left. Is this a new era, Simone?
Well, there's certainly a lot more polarization in the country, and that's reflected, I think, in the media. And that speaks to, I think, one of the reasons you're seeing such resentment of the press today. I mean, it doesn't matter what the New York Times or the Washington Post reports, there's always going to be a sector of the population that is going to resent them and not believe what they're reporting, because they represent this elite idea that a lot of Donald Trump supporters are just fundamentally opposed to. So I don't think the question is really, you know, that the media isn't doing a good job. It's the fact that their reporting is only really going to a specific segment of the population, right? And the rest is always going to disregard what they say.
Should politicians be able to bar individual reporters that are just doing their jobs, or individual news organizations from covering them? We know that, and this isn't the first time that this has happened, where Donald Trump has barred the Washington Post from covering them. But we also saw Richard Nixon do the same thing with Woodward and Bernstein. And now we know, as we reflect on history, why he did that, because, of course, you know, he was complicit in a whole bunch of shenanigans in the White House. But what should we do about, and I'm talking about the media, what should we do when we are barred? And does that have a tendency to make us biased? If we are, you know, if I were, for example, barred from the Trump plane and covering it, would I be ticked off and write a more harsh slant in my stories?
I don't know exactly what's in your head, so I can't speak to that. But
right.
I mean, I think by and large, people are going to do their jobs. And I think that by barring the media, I think that's, people shouldn't do that. Politicians shouldn't do that, because part of what we have is a watchdog function to help, you know, the public understand what's going on. And they need to be able to report on the stories, report on the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's going on in campaigns, so that the public is informed. They know how to vote. They know what the issues are. And a lot of what's out there, particularly in this particular election, is that it clouds the issues and people don't see that. And a lot of it, there is a high entertainment factor. And then with all the falsehoods, it's hard for people to discern what's true or what's false. And there's a lot of competition for their attention when you have like social media and you have people using other platforms and who may or may not be journalists. So there's a lot of different information coming at from a lot of different sources as well.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the media and political coverage. Is the media being unfair to politicians? Johnny, calling from Woodbridge. Thanks for calling, Johnny. What's on your mind?
Yeah, all I want to say is that guy must be out of his mind, really.
Which guy?
Donald Trump.
Just checking. Go ahead.
Because he's on every station that I turn my TV on, seem like, and it's day and night. I watch TV sometimes till early in the morning, and he's on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be Well, he should be grateful for all this free publicity.
But do you think that's what it is, Johnny? Do you think it is free publicity with all of the coverage? Do you think that the media is unbalanced in its coverage?
No, it's not. They're unbalanced toward Clinton. Because they don't have, you might see 5 minutes of her and 25 hours of him.
Okay. Interesting.
On TV.
Thank you so much. So there it is. I mean, again, someone who is just making an observation, you know, on their own. Again, is it that, you know, those of us in this business have a tendency to gravitate, particularly now, to that which is easy to cover, concepts that are much more easy to write about, to understand, you know, sex abuse, talking about that kind of thing, saying derogatory things about women. A 5-year-old can understand that. But when you start talking about WikiLeaks, as you mentioned, Simone, and an email, and people begin to ask, what does this have to do with me? When people start writing about those things, you start yawning about them, and it may even put you to sleep because they're hard to understand.
Yes, well, that is the journalist's job, right, is to describe how they matter to people's lives and to really break it down in a form that is understandable. I think in this case, you're seeing allegations against a presidential nominee that are pretty unprecedented. I mean, obviously, infidelity is one thing, but sexual assault is another. And what it speaks to is character. And that's been the narrative from the Trump campaign against Secretary Clinton all along, right, is that she's untrustworthy, that she's a crook, that she should be imprisoned, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is really sort of a counter narrative to that, looking at both candidates' vulnerabilities and preparedness to be president. We heard that's going to be one of the topics of the debate tomorrow night is the fitness to be president. And I think both issues certainly merit media scrutiny. Certainly one is perhaps more tangible, easier to understand for your average American. But both have been covered pretty hardly, I think, in today's press.
How important is it, Yannick, when you would send a reporter out to a press conference and we know that it promises to be interesting, as opposed to, you know, another press conference that you know, that's not so much, but yet both need to be covered? Because I can imagine, and I've heard this in my years, not only in television, but obviously in radio as well. You know, what's this person going to say now? I mean, there is the anticipation that something crazy is going to happen, which could very well determine how much time that individual gets.
Well, I think Trump recognizes that. I mean, he's a master of sound bites and getting attention. But in reference to what you're talking about, the two press conferences, if you have the resources, you should cover both.
Mm-hmm. But from our perspective, and I'm talking about the decision-making process.
That's what I'm talking about, the decision-making process. I mean, part of the journalist's job is to make it interesting. You know, we have to sit through the long meetings and go through the documents and the surveys and things like that. And to make the reader or viewer see what's in it for me. Why should I care about this? Why should I pay attention to it? But with some of the things that are going on and some of the things that he's saying, that grabs a lot of the headlines. It's at the top of the news all the time. And as one of the callers said, it's round the clock. So you're hearing it 24/7.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're having difficulty getting in, please keep trying. I promise we will continue to take your phone calls even after 7:30, as always. Diana, quickly, calling from College Park, what's on your mind?
I think that the media is, let's put it this way. Donald Trump is his own best marketer. Now, I'll say that because he always says something much more outlandish the day after he said something really outlandish. But the thing is that he doesn't speak about the issues, and I would like to see the media more, I don't know, maybe challenge him, because Hillary talks about the issues. Donald Trump talks about, you know, you have this scandal going on now about the tape and everything, but he always talks about how, you know, how big something is going to be when he's there. We're going to win so much, you're going to be tired of winning, et cetera, et cetera. But he doesn't talk about any kind of strategy. He doesn't talk about how you're going to win. He doesn't talk about any of that. But Hillary talks about the issues, because that's what's at stake here. And I wish people would recognize that, and the media stop covering, you know, all of his, you know, all of his grandeur, as opposed to what the issue really is.
Well, Diana, I've got to take a break, but thank you, because I want to talk about that point on the other side, issues worth versus sensationalism. Excellent point. So thank you so much for your phone call. Please stay with us if you're on the line. Kevin from Northwest D.C., William from Northeast D.C., Kay from Baltimore. We're going to talk to you next. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in 15 seconds.